folks. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. If you've come here in search for the truth, well, you've found the right place. If you don't want the truth and you want lies, CNN and the big major networks would be happy to lie to you 24/7. So you can go there and get lied to every single day. They're always twisting the truth there, always twisting it for the benefit of the Democrat Party, which is now known as the Communist Party of America. That is not an exaggeration. The Democrat Party is not a Democrat Party of old. It is full-blown communism now. It's what they deep down wanted for a long time, but now they're just, hey, we're communists. We'll oppress you. We'll take your rights away. We'll force vaccines. We'll function as if we are a communist country. And they're open about it. We'll steal elections and pretend like you have a right to vote, as we're going to look here. Obviously, communists don't have fair elections. So when the Democrat Party turns into the Communist Party in America, obviously, it won't believe in free elections either. It hasn't believed in free elections for a long time. And communists steal elections. And we have caught our communists in America stealing the election. The election fraud map that was created by Seth Kessel. He is a former army captain in military intelligence. He actually created this type of map in 2016, which gave him tons of confidence that Trump was going to win, and it was dead accurate. And basically, and I'm going to show you the map in just a second, it was shown on War Room Pandemic with Steve Bannon, because they're all over this kind of stuff. I have actually shown some of this stuff that Seth Kessel has put together before, but now this is a great visual of showing exactly where the fraud was happening, and he can pinpoint the hot areas by counties, and this is a county-by-county map. So when you look at this map, you will see red, yellow, and green. The green, of course, would stand for good. He doesn't see the discrepancies that you're hoping to see across the entire country. There shouldn't be major discrepancies. Yellow means it is very suspicious. And red, it's so out of whack. You know cheating was happening, basically, is the red areas. The yellow is it's likely cheating was happening. I want you also to notice, when you watch the video and look at the map, look at the key five key swing states, you'll notice that they're all yellow or red, basically. If you look at the states that were key that when they shut the election down. I'll explain more after, because I don't want you to wait too long. So watch this. This is huge.
I want to bring in Captain K now, Seth Kessel. We teed it up with Mike Lindell. Captain, your Army intelligence, you've been drilling down on the math here. I want to put up this map of America with the broken down the way you've got it. Dave Clements and the great group over there at America, the Telegram site, right, at the audit site over there. America First Audits, America First Channel, America First Audits Chat, all of it. I think it's 200,000 people now, American citizens in this. Full forensic audit in 50 states. What, Captain K, what does this map tell us? Walk us through it.
So this is the very first discipline of an intelligence operation. Of course, military intelligence, you have open source information. It's often neglected, but that's actually what the enemy knows the most of you about. Then, of course, you have human intelligence, signals intelligence, imagery intelligence. But this is basically the guy walking along the beach with the metal detector, and he's getting in the area of where there's something buried. And then somebody else is doing the digging. So one of the things that real analysts look at in political science is trends. So trends are in effect until something causes them to reverse. So if the Republican Party went away from this new working class trend, you would see a shift back towards Democrats in the working class states. But I'm looking with registration data, population growth or decline, and a few other factors. It's really helpful when I have registration by party, very predictive in places like Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina. This is a 50-state overview, county by county, over 3,000 counties and independent cities in the United States. We don't need these audit teams jumping on the middle of Iowa thinking that just because there's a lot of people that live here, we need to go for an audit. Miami is a good example. I have Miami-Dade trended clean. I'm not sure that 600,000 Democrat votes are all going to be clean, but based on the registration data, the party shift, it's not really the best thing that's going to sell to the layperson that doesn't realize you need audits in a lot of these places. So the red counties, these are places where there's very obvious disturbance of registration trends, especially when we have it by party, and an estimate of how many excess votes are in there. This is very, I mean, this is the same stuff I used to predict Florida by 300,000 plus to Trump. I was one of few that said that Trump would have it by over 300,000. The same kind of stuff that led me to get all 50 of these right in 2016. So over the first pass nationally, we can identify the states that are the worst. We can also identify the states that a lot of people aren't talking about. New Jersey is one that I think was very close in a clean election. And that also corresponds with working class Republican incumbent strength that we had way back in the 80s when the Republicans still could work with the working classes. So in summary, this is about 8 million heavy Biden votes nationwide just on the first pass. It doesn't account for vote flips that are cyber. It doesn't account for a few other things. So this is just a first glance of where we're looking county by county, where all the trends and all the growth patterns are disturbed, thrown off, which is how we also got to where the bellwethers, indicators, and predictors for over 120 years are disturbed as well.
Folks, this is a great map that should be taken up by Mike Lindell. I think he should use it at the cyber symposium that he's going to have, because I guarantee you his packet captures of showing where the hacks were all happening, I guarantee you were happening in these red areas. Remember, Mike Lindell's been hinting at that Trump won California. He hasn't said that specifically that I know of, but I've heard several people, and it seems like California was close and Trump won California. Well, if you look at his map here, you saw California was completely red, not going with the voter registration and trends, the growth. And what that is the growth of the political parties. So you know, per se, from other elections, how many people kind of come out for one party or the other. And obviously, if there is more growth in one party, and the Democrats were not having hardly any growth all across the country, but the Republican Party was having massive growth. And so Trump, actually, that shows enthusiasm of who would come out to vote, too, or cast a vote for a candidate. So what he's looking at would show that Donald Trump should have won in a landslide. And yet, all these things are going against what he's seeing. But then when you add that together with what we do know for sure, that there was hacking and switching of votes, and I think that's why he's seeing, like if you look at some of the states, they're covered in yellow in what would be Republican rural county areas. The reason why they'd be yellow is exactly what Mike Lindell has been saying, because they were targeting Republican counties and not flipping the entire county for Biden. They weren't dumb. What they did is they shaved. So if they knew Trump was going to win by 80% in a county that's not by a major city, but somewhere in the state, whatever state you live in, and especially if it was a swing state, they're going to concentrate on that. So if you're in Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin, or Arizona, or probably Nevada, I don't know, but Georgia, They would have targeted a county that sways heavily for Trump. And since there was tons of motivation to come out for Trump, Trump might have won some of these counties by 60 to 40 or something against Hillary. This time he probably was winning 80. And anyways, they could trim that 80 to 65. Trump still wins the county, and it looks like, well, Trump won the county, but really they flipped a whole bunch of votes that were supposed to be for Trump and gave them to Biden, and it makes Biden look like he's the most popular president in the history of the world, which we all know is not possible. It's like the biggest joke ever. Anyone who acts like Joe Biden is a legitimate president, you're an idiot. I'm serious. You'd have to be an idiot if you said Joe Biden's legitimate. Everybody knows Joe Biden didn't win. It's obvious. Everybody knows the Democrats weren't even motivated to vote for Joe Biden, and most Democrats don't even like Joe Biden right now. And you're seeing that in the polling. And that's with the media trying to rig the polling to make him look good. So imagine that. Anyways, Mike Lindell, I've got to get to that. Mike Lindell has some news about his cyber symposium. But he actually runs through how they're going to have a mock election. They're going to do an election where they're going to go through the states like you would on election night. And I think this is pretty cool. And show you how Trump was winning, how things were working, and where the real results go before the real hacks came. And of course, when they shut down the election, then they did major, major hacks. And he's going to show how Trump actually won, because he can show you, well, these were flipped. Here's the hack that flipped this. And here's how much Trump won by. So Trump wins just in. Trump wins this state. And he can go through the time zones and go through the election and show you how election night was supposed to go. But Fox News and the other media outlets knew that they were supposed to hold off. I don't know if the news teams themselves or the companies that they hired them, but somebody in those media outlets knew the plan and were part of it. That is a guarantee. I knew it when it was happening. I knew Fox News was part of it. I was watching it, and that's why everyone went to Newsmax. And I was watching Newsmax, and Newsmax is going, what's going on? How come these states aren't being called for Trump? You would think they'd be called already, because the other outlets were making sure, and they were all holding back because they knew if Biden got in, hold back, we'll steal it later. They knew not to call it for Trump. They knew not to. How, who exactly is implicated? I don't know, but it's clear. I was going to say more, but you know what? Let me just play the cut of what Mike Lindell had to say. Watch.
By the way, we're going to, at the symposium, we're going to have now, it's called the election of 2021, the real rerun of the 2020 election. We're going to go, this just in, Donald Trump takes the state of New Hampshire. We're going to run all the states through, all 50 of them, everybody. We're going to run it through with the packet captures and the data. It's going to come out. We're going to have it all validated by all the cyber forensic experts that are there, and then we're going to announce it on the main stage. And it's going to be just like watching watching a whole election. Only you're going to see what really happened in the 2020 election. And
But hang up.
Okay, we're going to stop it there, as Steve Bannon was going to ask another question. But I want to jump ahead because I want to get this in. Mike Lindell on with War Room Pandemic and Steve Bannon again. He talks about Arizona and how he knows exactly why Arizona and Maricopa County does not want to hand over their router. And I mean, they have made sure they have fought that tooth and nail. Why? These people are all saying, oh, in Arizona, these county officials, a lot of them Republicans, everything's on the up and up. They know it's not. They know they're culpable, and they are covering their own behinds, because if they thought it was on the up and up, the first thing they would do is hand over their router and say, see, Joe Biden won. See, it's right here. Look at here, all you conspiracy theorists. Here's the router. We've got proof right here. Now try to debunk that Joe Biden didn't win. We did it right. That would be the first thing they'd want to hand over. It's the last thing they want to hand over. Mike Lindell tells you why.
And in Arizona, the reason they don't want you to have those routers, because those have the same packet captures in there that I'm going to show you on the 10th and 11th and 12th of August. They're in there. They would match identical. A packet capture is a packet capture. It would show who did it, where it came from. It would show where it came through the internet, how many votes were flipped, where the attacking point was, whether it was at the Dominion level or the computer level, so to speak. It could be ESNS. All the machines are the same. Or it can happen at the county level or the Secretary of State's computer. We're going to show all that.
Okay, and he just gave you a hint here. They're going to show you how it didn't all just have to happen. That's what he's indicating here. At the machine level, this can happen at the county level where their computers, when they say they have the results in, that's when they can hack too, or at the Secretary of State level. So obviously, if he's saying that, it's happened in different areas depending how the hacks were successful, or depending on who was behind the hacks or who was behind and in on it to steal the election, because there could be government officials. And I don't care if you have an R or a D. See, this isn't about Republican or Democrat. We have snake Republicans that should go to jail, probably in Arizona and in Georgia. And am I partisan? Throw those punks in jail if they've done something illegal. And well, we know they have. They have helped steal an election for the Communist Party of China and the Communist Party of America. That's what they did, the Democrat Party. They helped overthrow our government, and they overthrew President Trump, who rightfully won. That's what's happened, and that's what they don't want people to say out loud, and they don't want you to talk about it. I'm saying it out loud. I want you to say it out loud, because if you can't say that, what I just said, then all hope is lost, because their intimidation has done it. They've won. If you can't say what I just said, and see, Fox News hosts, they won't carry Mike Lindell's advertisement of his cyber symposium anymore, so he's pulled all of his ads, because Fox News was part of it, and I knew they were, but this proves it. And I've been warning the hosts at Fox News that I like, Hannity, Tucker, Laura, your days are numbered at Fox News, whether you know it or not. It's just like Mike Lindell understands his company is worthless if we go into communism. So why not use money and bet his company by using resources? And even though they're attacking his company and trying to put him out of business, he'll go out of business anyways, because the communists are going to be in charge and he's not going to bow down to the communist will of America. So he knows either way I'm screwed. So I might as well, while I have the chance to fight, fight now. Laura, Tucker, Hannity, you are good, good people. You are being censored. I know it, because you won't talk about any of this stuff. Therefore, guaranteed you're being censored. Do you not understand you're acting just like Twitter? You're the same as Facebook. When they censor and say, nope, we're going to black it out. No one can even talk about this. And you're allowing that to happen. But why? So you can keep your job. I understand you want to keep your job. Your job's going to be gone, because if they have success of getting away with this and this totalitarian state, as they're ushering in, comes in, they will find a reason to get rid of you. All the things you're fighting about, with the crazy stuff that Biden's doing and the vaccine mandates and everything that Fox News does deal with, the open borders, do you know if you actually cover that he's not a legitimate president, he can't do the open borders? Why are you talking about and arguing about the open borders when you have a guy who's allowing it, who's not even really president? If you expose that, then you'll fix the borders. Do you realize that? Or are you just going to give him legitimacy by complaining like he has the authority to open the borders? He doesn't even have the authority to do that. Every single thing that this government has passed since the stealing of the election, Congress is illegitimate, because we know that there were Congress people that were supposed to have won that did not. The Senate is illegitimate. So the House and the Senate and the presidency, anything they pass is illegitimate. None of it counts. It should all be overturned, because it's all fraudulent. That's what Fox News should say. That's what they're afraid to say. That's what Newsmax should say. They're afraid to say that too, sadly. At least Newsmax covers a lot more. Newsmax will be at the cyber symposium. Newsmax will allow the advertisement that Mike Lindell has put together. Fox News, and Mike Lindell said this, and I think he's right. He said Fox News is worse than CNN and MSNBC, and here's why. They're worse because they built everything with your trust. They pretended to be you. They're just like a rhino politician. They pretended to be you, and when you gave them rewards, and they became the number one news network, and with that success, they turned their back on you and backstabbed you like a Benedict Arnold. They betrayed you. They are a traitor to their country, but really to their audience who built them up. And they don't care, because they got theirs. They got their money, just like a rhino. Mitch McConnell's got his. He doesn't care about doing what's right. You see Mitch McConnell running around wanting to be leader when he knows that in Georgia the seats were stolen and he really should be leading the Senate. He's happy where he's at. He doesn't care. He's got his. He's corrupt anyways. And you see, I don't care. Mitch McConnell's a powerful Republican. He's a corrupt man. He's been corrupt for a long time. I've never, ever liked Mitch McConnell. My whole life, that when I got involved with politics, I knew immediately that guy's a rhino. I'm talking about 30 years ago. I was 10 years old and I would have known that Mitch McConnell's a rhino. That's an exaggeration, not when I was 10. But by the time I was 19, I knew Mitch McConnell was a rhino. Anyways, I want to give you a little more. I want to give you a little more, but this time I'm going to give you from Newsmax. And Grant Stinchfield, he was doing wonderful stuff. He doesn't pound the Mike Lindell stuff, but he does cover the Arizona audits, and he's much better at fighting for America than some of the other hosts who are being censored and allowing themselves to be censored. So Stinchfield, he's talking about, and as I was saying, the communists, Communists and Nazis are very similar. Ones were socialists. The Nazis were socialists, one step away from communism. And then you had the communists. And the Nazis actually framed the communists for power, not because they hated the communists, but because that was the biggest political opponent at the time. They knew if they could get rid of the Communist Party in Germany, that they could overthrow the government. That's why they went after the communists. They had nothing to do with, oh, the Nazis didn't like communists. Oh, yeah, then why did the Nazis then team up with the communists? And everyone who was totalitarian were their allies if they hated communists. Does that make sense? But they didn't go with Russia. Yes, they did. They were allies with Russia. They backstabbed Russia for power, exactly what they did to the communists in Germany, where they backstabbed and framed them. They pretended to be Russia's friend. Russia was all too happy to be on the side of the Nazis, something that the history professors don't like to tell their students for some reason. The Russians were evil and were evil with the Nazis. The only reason why the Russia came against the Nazis is because they got ticked that the Nazis backstabbed them and tried to overthrow their country. And so then they sided with our side. That's the only reason why. Russia was always evil. All right, Grant Stinchfield on what's happening in the House with an illegitimate Speaker of the House, and that is Nazi Pelosi. And she's living up to that name, Nazi Pelosi.
So the left and its medical tyrants are doing all they can to spread China virus fear across all Americans nationwide. Congress is no different. Queen Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, working in lockstep with the Marxist left, is ordering Capitol Police to arrest all staffers and visitors who refuse to wear masks on the House side of the Capitol. This, too, is about villainizing conservatives who refuse to comply with nonsensical government orders.
Yes, and she's using the Capitol Police as the SS. Calling her Nazi Pelosi is appropriate. Anything less would be inappropriate. What am I supposed to call her? Freedom fighter Nancy Pelosi? Someone who loves freedom? How about baby killer Nancy Pelosi? Because that's what she is. She loves having babies killed in the womb. That's one of her favorite things. She loves funding it. It's wonderful for her, apparently. Why don't we ever call them? See, they call us names and lie and slander us. When I say she is a baby killer, that is not a lie. I'm not slandering her. She's open about supporting Planned Parenthood and wants women to be able to kill their children in their womb. She's open about it. She says it all the time. She acts like a Nazi. I can call her a Nazi. I'm not slandering her. I'm rightfully labeling her what she really is. She hides and pretends to be a Democrat. She's not a Democrat. She's really more of a communist than anything else. She always has been. And a lot of Democrats are waking up to the fact that they voted for communists. They don't like that I say that. I'm sorry they tricked you. They did. I'm sorry. You should be angry. Not at me for telling you this. You should be angry at them for tricking you. We tried to warn you that they were tricking you. I'm glad you've woken up now. It took the outright communist movement to maybe show you it, but at least you're awake now. Now that you're awake, understand, don't trust a lot of Republicans either. That's the point. Trump showed everyone it's not Republican Democrat. It is elite globalism versus you. This is what you need to know most of all. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you guys. Check out The New American. Don't forget to do that. TheNewAmerican.com. See ya!